the storekeeper, v'shabal abayis, or else the man in his house that sells things privately, tluya b'yavir tefach, payim mitzanof, it has to be hanging the lisa tefach in the air, or gvoya minoet tefach, it has to be off the ground also tefach, v'kon or masne shalor, and the piece that goes straight across on the scale, that has to be shishit fachim. These are kits of different type of scales you have to have. The shell tutani. What about the shell tutani? Shpam says tutani moznaim shel kesef v'zov. You want to make a scale out of gold and silver, or else you want to measure off gold and silver. So how is that type of a scale made? So it says the shell tutani teluya b'yavir. Again, it's hanging in the air. Shloish shetz bois. Has to be hanging three etzboyes, or gavoyes minoritz, shalosh etzboyes, it has to be above the ground, three etzboyes, that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
So that's why if you want to measure gold and silver, so here the scale has to be hanging in the air, or shalosh etzboyes, or gavoyes minoritz, shalosh etzboyes, it's off the ground, it's off the earth also, three etzboyes. For kono masne shalor, Enyadaya. Now, how wide does the scale have to be, the piece going straight across, when you want to measure out gold or silver? So, it's like I said, Enyadaya, he's not true. Fiela hach kamaisa demai is so like the first ones. Yeah. So now, Rosh Hashanah says, like, Umetama Talmuda. And the Gemara asked the question now, V'yelahach k'mais ha'damai, means kivu v'k'choshev, tzumor v'zaganim, v'chen v'nu balabayis, v'tzor v'zor v'kesav, since you're explaining all of these, says so, V'yelahach k'mais ha'damai, what do we need the first ones for? Like we're explaining everything one, so what was the first scale for? Amar Papa said, I tell you, Digrumi. The first one's for Digrumi. That's what Rashbam says, Hein Sofer Nechoshes. The ones that weighing out Kappa, or Barzel and Metal, and Nefachim, Shashaklum, Chatichas Gedolis, Shal Meir Litrus Biachav. There, when you measure out metal, they weigh a lot. So there, sometimes you have to weigh out 100 pounds at a time. That's what we were talking about before. But now the last Gemara went through the different type of scales that you use not for metal. Omer Rav Mani Bar Patish, Kederech Shomru Linyan Isurin, Kach Omru Linyan Tumosan. The same way it's said in the Gayet Isurin. As Rashbam says, the also Lishkol in Lo Yasurin Binyan Zer, but you're not allowed to use your scale unless it's made this way. Exactly how high it's hanging, exactly how much off the ground it is, exactly how wide it is, there's all dimensions. So, Cain Omru Linyan Tumasan, Rashbam says, it means, Dien Mekablim Tuma, Imein Oysen Kach, Deloy Chashivik Kli, Kivan Dios Lishka Ben. But it's a Mekabal Tuma, it has to be a Kli. So, you want this to be a measuring Kli. So, therefore, it has to be this type of a Kli, this type of a size. It has to be this type of a size to give it a shame measuring kli. Then it'll be mekabel tumah. That's this halacha that kiderach shomru linyan isurin, kachomru linyan tumosan. My kamash, what's the chiddush over here? To mean a word like this: chut moznayim shel chenveni, the chut is string that he holds the scale of a chenveni of a storekeeper, v'shel bali batim, and who I did with a bala boss in his own house. When he sells things, how long does the string have to be? Tefach. It has to be a tefach. Hadashbam says that means, Hu hachevel shetluyas boy. That's the string that the scale is hanging on. As we said before, it has to be hanging in the air. So the string has to at least be a tefach. So chut maznay shechenveni shobali batin tefach. Kono umasne shalor, how wide does the piece that goes across the scale that you put on the two opposite ends, the actual, you know, weights and meat? So, it's trichlei. It's trichlei. The leitanan. other words, the Mitzvah said, like, we learned before the measurements. 9 or 12 we had before, and Hu Adin Rashbam says, and in the case where we said we did not know the exact measurement, it'll be the same suffix for Tumah. We won't be the nerds. Hilchas Tumah, when is the scale Makabel Tumah? Only if it has the exact measurements that you're allowed to use it for weighing out. Then it's called a Kli. But if we have a doubt how wide it has to be to use it for weighing, the same doubt will be for a Tumah also. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Ein oisin mishkolois, you can't make your weights, loy shell baits. You're not allowed to make the weights out of wood. You shouldn't use it. On the Beit Rashbam says bedil. You shouldn't make it out of lead. Ba'ot is lead. The loy shall aver.
So aver was wrong.
Yeah, no. So to understand what Rashbam says here, Beit is bedil. Aver plumba. So what?
It translated
tin. Tin or lead. You shouldn't make it from tin or from lead. Veloy shell gisterin, and that one means mina matroyus, pieces, scraps of metal mixed together. Veloy shell shal mina matroyus, and not from different type of metals. Avol oisuhu shel tsunmo v'shel chuches. The best way to use your scale, your weights are from either a stone or else from schuchas, from glass. Interessant. I mean, how much could glass weigh already? Glass means what? Heavy china? Heavy crystal that weighs something. But interessant, the weight itself should be made either from stone or from glass. You turn around, but well, like this. Ein oisin hamachak shel delas. The machak. That's what we had before. When you want to measure off a cup, so to make it machak means you smooth it out on top. So smoothing it out, you have to use the kli that you smooth out the top. If you fill up a glass with flour, like, so you have to smooth it out. So what type of a thing do you use to smooth out the top? So it says here, Ein Oisen HaMachak Shel Delas, not from a delas, like a pumpkin, Mevnei Shukal, it's too light. Veloy shel matchas, it shouldn't be made out of metal. Veloy shel machbid, it's too heavy. Veloy shel zayis, bishel egris, shel shikma. It should be made from a leaf or a branch from an olive tree, or else bishel egris, shel shikma, or the nut of a shikma tree. Veshel ashberuya. It's another type of a growth, something. Rashbam says, bishpil, some type of Ashkeru, the Eric says, another type of wood, probably. What?
They say boxwood.
Boxwood, okay.
Not sycamore or boxwood.
Okay. Tana Rabbana, Ein Oisen Es HaMachat Tzidi Echad Av V'Tzidi Echad Kotzen. This machat that you can use to smooth out the top of the pitcher, the top of the glass, when I sell you some dry stuff, so usually it piles up on top. So you want to make it machin, you want to smooth it down. So this kli, this piece of wood that you're using to smooth it down, it should not be thick on one side and kotzer and thin on the other side. And loyim chav v'asachas, you should not do it one shot either. Shaha moicher v'asachas, ra le moicher v'yofu lokeach. It's bad for the moicher and good for the lokeach. In other words, if you just go smooth it out one shot, you probably don't do too good of a job. So there's still a little bit of a pile on top of the glass. So maybe the moicher loses out because he's giving away more than he's supposed to. The lekeach gains because he's getting more. If I sell you just one flat glass worth of flour, so even though when you fill it up, it piles up on top, you smooth it out. So if you do it at one shot, you probably don't get it all off. Still some stays there, therefore it's good for the lakeach, but no good for the meicher. Yira le meicher v'yafu lakeach. Now, v'lo yim choyk mat, you should not measure it either, not smooth it out a little bit at a time. Shira le lakeach v'yafu lakeach. And then you may take off too much, so it will be bad for the buyer, and it will be too good for the seller. Yeah, so therefore do it, Mistam, you know, not too little, not too fast. Yeah. Akula Nomer Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Oili, Oive, like Im Oimar, Oili, Im Loi Omar. So Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said, Oimar, Oili, that means Im Oimar, Oili, Im Loi Omar. But whatever I say, it's bad here. It's a hard thing to do, to measure the shout, to make a good measuring here. Zibam says one second. Akudla, Mankum, Avosas, and Bumble. Yeah. Now, Shema Yimudu, Haramayim. There's all these different halachas here about how you measure out to make the scales. He's afraid to say it, because maybe the Ramayim, the Jippies, will learn out from me how to do things, but the Yimlo Yomar, if I do not say these things, Shema Yom HaRamayim, Ein Tamid HaChomim, Bekiyim B'mayis Yodenu. If I don't speak out exactly how you're supposed to do it, then they would be worse off. Then the Ramayim, the people that want to jip you, they'll think, listen, the Chom don't know anyway exactly how to measure off things. So therefore, we'll go to town here, we'll measure off the way we want, too much, too little, and they'll lose out. Like he was all hesitant to say exactly the halachas, how to sell it. Yeah. Omru or loyomru? What was the ma'isa? Did he tell them these halachas, how you measure out, how you make the scale, how you make the weights? Or he didn't say it. Omru Shmuel Barab Yitzchok. Omru Avadri did say it. Omru. And from this pasuk he said it. That ki yisharam dak yashem v'tzadikim yelchubom u'poishim yikoshlubom. Such a thing that the drachma of Hashem ayosher and tzadikim go there and they come out the right way. But u'poishim yikoshlubom, the rishoyim, even though they hear the right, they take it and do just the opposite, and they'll be yikoshlu, they'll be stumbled by it. Tarabon, Pesach says, Loisasu over vanishpat. You shouldn't do any dishonest measuring. Bemida, bemishkal, uva mishura. See, there are three different ways how you measure things out. Bemida means zumedidis karka. When you go to sell karka and measure it out, you have to do it honestly. That means shele yimdaid liechad bimoisachamo or liechad bimoisachashamin. You shouldn't use the same string to measure off 50 yards of property in the with the same string, and one you measure off in the summer and one in the winter, because in the summer the string is harder. The string is harder, it doesn't stretch so much. In the summer when it's hot, the string stretches more, so you get more land. So you have to be careful when you make a medida, when you sell it, how much do at the same time. Don't do for one person wider, longer, one person shorter. Right, b'mishko. What does b'mishko mean? Measuring. Shelayatme mishkalos l'melech. Do not, like Tom, do not store your weights in salt. That will add on to the weights, and also you jip the person. B'mishura, shelayasiach. That means, b'mishura means when you're selling liquid, so don't let it pour too fast, or you'll have a lot of foam there. Like if I sell you beer, so if I pour it nice and fast, half of it will be foam. So I'm jipping you. So you have to be careful, the mishur, when you're pouring off liquid. You have a kavachem, he has a kavachem now. Uma b'mishura. She achas, mishloishim, v'shisha b'lug. Hekpidu all of Torah, madach by a mishura. Which is this what? Just the foam. Which is a very small amount. It's only 1/36th of a lug. still the Torah says, be careful. Kavachoyme lehin, vechatzihin, eshlishashahin, reviyasin, velug, vechatzilug, reviyas, yeh vechatzituman, viyuchla. Like, be careful, all other type of measurements. Whenever you measure something out, you have to make sure you use the right measurements. Omrav Yudom Arav. Osaliyodom sheyishoye midechaseira. A person is not allowed to leave in his house a weight that doesn't have the exact weight, like if there's a pound on it, and it really doesn't weigh a pound. Or yeserib says beisoy. Or you shouldn't have something that says a pound and really weighs a pound and a half. A pound and a half. You shouldn't have in your house. Even though you're not using it for measuring purposes, you're only using the mamish to be matal meraglayim there. Still don't leave it in your house, because you can never tell, maybe once you come to use it. Only in a place where they're not chasimi. So Rashbam says, the chasimi, shein mamuna shemelech oisen choisem pemidas, that like the king doesn't have signs on the measuring cup. Hilkach, therefore, it's also to hold it, because maybe you use it and jip it. But the loy chasimi, ava biyas with the chasimi, I loy chazi chasima loy shokol. But if the minig ha-makom is the government has a law, like any scale you use or any measuring cup, it has to have the measuring lines on the cup itself, then we're not afraid, because if this cup doesn't have the right measuring things, people will know not to use it. Yeah. Uviyasrod lechasimi, and even in the place where the king's men do not measure it off, Nami loy mornela the loy mahandasi. Ava mahandasi les labo. Mahandasi, Rishbam says, Hochim uboyim memunim shemelech livdoik esamidas. Where they don't have that, they know the inspectors. It's only talking about the case where they don't have inspectors coming in and expecting your weights. Then, you're not allowed to have one weighing more or weighing a little bit less. Avul in the place, but Avul Mahandasin, but if we have inspectors coming around to check out the weights, then less lumbo, then we don't care if you have in your house a weight that weighs a little bit more or a little bit less. Because we're not afraid you're going to use it. Because the inspector comes around, you'll be afraid. So then for sure you're not going to use it. Tanya Nami Yochav, learn like this also. Lo Yisho Adam Mida Chaseiro Yisayro Batoch Beisai. You're not going to leave over in your house a measuring that's a little bit more, a little bit less. Even though right now you're only using it to store the